Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had a message from listener Jess come into my Instagram account a couple days ago, so I was like, hey, we should probably read this on the air and revisit it. She said, hey, Jer, I've heard you say this for years on the show, and I need answers. Why do you always say that all Angelas are hot? Like, where did that even come from? She wrote. Have you genuinely met enough Angelas in your life to confidently make that claim? She goes on to say, because now I can't not notice it. Every time I meet an Angela, I immediately think, wait, Jeremy might be onto something here because she's hot.
Yeah.
I need the origin story. And while we're at it, do you have other names like that? Names where you instantly attach attributes to them even before you meet them? I feel like this could spiral into a whole list, and I'm here for it. And that's from Jessica. That's very nice of you to write in, Jess. Very sweet. And yes, for years and years, I've said all Angelas are hot. And it's all based on an Angela from elementary school.
Oh, well, going way back.
Getting in the way back machine, by far the hottest Angela. I'm not going to say the name of the school, but when I was in elementary school, everybody had a crush on Angela. And I'm actually friends with her on Facebook to this day. She
still
listens
hot?
To the show. Still banging.
Okay.
Still incredibly hot.
It tracks.
And since then, I have met numerous Angelas. And honest to God, they're all hot.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. Instantly, the hotness factor jumps to like 100% if your name is Angela for me. So we are going to open up the phone lines to this. And like Jess said, is there other names like that that you instantly put attributes to? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I mean, they don't all have to be like hot.
Yeah.
You know, there's other things. But before we get into any more, though, who was this that called?
This was Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, buddy.
Let me get off my speaker.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry about that. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Tanya.
What about Tanya's?
Ooh.
You're just super sexy. Super
oh, so
sexy
all
name.
Tanya's are sexy to you.
Yeah, I'm dating one right now. She's really hot.
Well, so
that's
smart.
Why.
So smart to
that's
call
why
in,
you're
Mike.
Saying it.
She's got a great personality. She's
and
just
she's
a beautiful soul.
Hot.
Aww,
okay, so you're saying
hot,
all Tanya.
Yeah.
It's like my Angelas. So for you, it's all Tanyas. Get your motor running.
Well, and Mike, does it matter with the Tanyas? Does it have to be spelled a certain way? Or does it just all Tanyas
it's all
across
Tanyas.
The board? Does it matter?
It's spelled T-O-N-J-A.
Oh, hers is even a little more different.
All right.
Yeah, still
she's,
hot.
She's German.
What's funny
she's
is
German.
I think all Mikes are hornballs, so...
Is
that's
he wrong?
What she told me.
Yeah, that's what she said. She knows you. Buddy, thanks for sounding off today. Thanks for the laughs. Have
and,
a good one.
It's our anniversary, so happy anniversary, babe.
Oh,
we love you. Hot Tanya.
Yes.
Kisses,
happy anniversary, kisses. Mike and Tanya.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Sweet. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Later,
bye.
Gator.
Okay.
What are the names that you find hot, annoying? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691. 1649, you got one?
I do. Well, I have a couple because when it comes to women, I feel like every Tiffany I've ever came across has been smoking hot. And one Tiffany specifically stole the man that I loved. So I always, whenever I see the name Tiffany, one, it makes me immediately cringe because I'm like, you stole my man. And then also they're hot. Like they are, every Tiffany I've ever met is just smoking. So
Tiffany to me is like a ditzy name. So I feel like every Tiffany is kind of like, oh my God.
No, I totally
tiff,
think
tiff.
Like perfect body, perfect hair, nail, skin, all of it.
Really?
10 out of 10. Yeah. So Tiffany. And then for a guy, for me, I've talked about this before, but Patrick. I mean, Patrick is a name for me that like when I'm dating online and stuff, and if I see a Patrick that comes up on, you know, the swipe left or right, I immediately swipe right.
You're
I don't read anything else about them. I don't like it. Just I'm like, you must be hotter in person, too. So swipe right on Patrick every single time. So those are like my two when it comes to men and women who I just automatically assume are hot.
Yeah. Kicking the hotness to the side. Brents have always been to me like dopey guys.
OK.
Brents are always like, hey, you guys want to hit the gym? You can spot me, and then afterwards we'll play some flag football.
Your bro dude.
Drinking some Natty Lights.
Brent is your bro
Brent.
Dude.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up? I'm Brent. Josh, you got a name?
Yeah, I have one that always irks me. Sarah. Every Sarah I've met, I've dated two. They were just horrible people. I'm sorry.
So Sarahs are horrible
Sarahs
people.
Sarahs are horrible. Horrible. And then obviously, Jennies are hot. Jennies yeah. are super, super
Jennies
hot.
Are
but
hot.
Sarah's, I will never name my daughter Sarah. Like if someone introduces and they're going, hi, I'm Sarah. I go, oh.
Oh, barf. Get away from me.
Don't
Sarahs
like you.
Are gross.
Automatically.
We're talking about the names that you hear, and maybe it automatically gives you the ick. Or you're like, oh, no, that person's incredibly hot. It's like the attributes that you automatically attach to these names.
Yeah.
Couple texts that came in. All Joes are braggers. When you talk to a Joe, you get their entire life story, and they brag about everything. Avoid Joes at all costs. Somebody said Jessica's. All Jessicas are messy.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of my sister because my sister's a Jessica. And yeah, kind of messy.
Yeah.
If I peek into her car, it's filthy. And then Hannah's, somebody wrote in and said, all Hannah's are hoochie mamas.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Can't attest.
All Hannah's are OnlyFans models. So if you're with a Hannah, she's a hoochie
my
mama.
Sister.
No, don't do
hoochie kind of
like
goes together too. Hoochie Hannah, I think. So anyway, if you want to sound off 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Is it Erebus?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Erebus.
Hi.
So what's the name that you attach something to?
So I get married in 5 days to my husband, Mercury, and I think that's the hottest name.
Jimmy! Is that your
what
husband
the hell
in
was
the
that
background?
Mercury?
Is that what this is turning into? Yeah. Is everybody's just going to call in and say that their lover's name is the best name ever?
I'm here for that.
Come on.
I like that.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mercury.
Erebus, what's a name that instantly like gives you like the ick, the cringe?
Kyle.
Kyle. Yes,
Kyle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bad
all Kyles are kind of like, dorky and like, ugh.
It's like they always wear like a beanie and camo and love like Red Bull and are like doing the craziest stuff.
My name's Kyle. Does anybody have a Red Bull?
Right. You see my beanie?
I just need some energy right now. Where's my board?
And then,
yeah.
And then women, it's Karen. Like, I've never met a nice Karen.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with the cliche of, you know, they're going to leave us a bad Yelp review. So.
Or the overly nice Karen because they're trying to
make up for
it. Exactly.
For all the other horrible ones.
Sweet.
Yeah. Erebus,
let me speak to your manager.
Yeah. You guys are funny. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
Congrats, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Marley.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, so why do I feel like all Marleys are kind of like, hi, I'm Marley. I'm kind of ditzy.
No.
How many Marleys do you know?
Oh, good so many
question.
Marleys. And they're all like kind of spacey.
Oh, well, I guess I should pick another job.
Sorry, Marley. All right, so what's your name?
So I've had a philosophy for years that, every Kevin that you'll ever meet, you'll never meet a mean Kevin. And I ended up marrying one, and it's very true. Like, have you guys ever met a mean Kevin?
You know what? We've got, the boss of our sports station, his name is Kevin, and one of the most jolly dudes that I have ever met.
Yeah. He always brings us breakfast sandwiches, which makes him even nicer. Like, he's such a
nice guy.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you'll never meet a mean Kevin.
That's funny.
You nailed that one. That
I
one
like
is
that
spot
one.
On. All Kevins are nice.
We like our Kevin.
And then,
so.
Yes, mine's the best. But I have to give my hot guy name, and it's got to be Jesse.
Jesse. Hi, I'm Jesse.
Like Uncle Jesse from Full House.
I just rode in without my shirt on a horse, and I'm so sweaty.
Yeah.
With a guitar, singing, you know, Jesse McCartney right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Jesse.
So settle down. Now you got Katie all fired up, Marley.
I like that one. You came in swinging today.
Have a good weekend. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Later,
bye.
Gator. All right, we'll do two more. I got Julie and Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Chelsea. Oh, what's my?
You know what I mean, like, you big
Chelsea?
Goof.
You just said it. I think all Charlies are weird.
Charlie is a weird name, isn't
Charlie.
It?
Like, it can't be Charles and it can't be Chuck. It has to be Weird Charlie with like an IE. I don't know. It's always been weird to me.
Charlie with an IE.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like Charlie for a girl. Like, that is a new trend with Charlie for a baby girl's name. And I like that. Does that automatically make them weird too? Mm,
no.
Does that kind of count it out?
That's up there with Hannah's, I think. The Charlie IE girl name is like an OnlyFans model.
No, it's not.
It's a hoochie. Hi, I'm Charlie. You can see me on OnlyFans.
Uh-huh. No, it is not.
Charlie and Hannah's get together and they make videos together.
And also, weird Jeremy's. Weird Jeremy's. Always. No, I'm just kidding.
Weird Jeremy, yes! I love that.
I don't like that at all.
That was so
perfect. Why are you coming in hot for me, Chelsea?
That was so perfect, Chelsea.
Coming in hot.
Sorry. Right. I got to give you something.
You
yeah,
do.
You do. I love you.
Right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This one's really good that came in. It was Cody's. All Cody's are Ram truck drivers who wear trucker hats and Oakley shades sitting on top of the brim of the trucker hat. That's all Cody's.
That's all Cody's.
Why don't you guys load up in my Ram and we'll go snowboarding? Oh, I'm a Cody.
I know how you feel about Rams, too.
And Ram drivers are the worst.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one more. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so what's the name?
Derek.
What's up with Derek's? Hot or what?
No, they're jerks. They're egotistical. To put it nicely.
Jeez, don't hold back.
What'd Derek do to you, Julie?
Yeah, show me on this doll where Derek hurt you.
Well, we had a new boss come in when I had an office job that just, you know, raised all kinds of problems. And he was just very egotistical, and I hate egos. I hate people that are egotistical. And now the job where I work now, there's one that just is an egotistical jerk.
Another Derek.
Boy, Julie.
Yes.
You're surrounded by a lot of big egos.
I know.
Yes, and I don't like it.
No.
Well, you're talking to one right now. You seem to be doing fine.
My name's not Derek.
You're Jeremy.
Jeremy's just my stage name. I'm actually Derek in real life.
You're so funny.
Biggest ego in town, I'll tell you that much.